This is Bristol Bay and Beyond. Let's remember an elder who passed away this week.
The Bristol Bay watershed supports the world's largest remaining wild sockeye salmon fishery and provides food for the world. This bountiful resource supports the subsistence livelihood of the communities throughout Bristol Bay. For centuries, our people have relied on the salmon as our primary source of food, and we are proud of it.
That was Bobby Andrews speaking at a public meeting in Dillingham in the summer of 2013 when EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy came to hear directly from Bristol Bay about the region and the Pebble Mine. As a spokesperson for NUNAMTA Alukastai and in other roles, Bobby has been a leading advocate for protecting the region he was born and raised in. He passed away this week at the age of 73 and was found at his cabin on Lake Alegnigik on Tuesday. Since news of his passing, our email inbox at KDLG has been flooded with warm remembrances of his life, his mentorship of the youth, and his efforts to stop Pebble. Close friend and NUNAMTA co-worker Kim Williams stopped by Wednesday morning to offer some of her thoughts about Bobby Andrew.
It's a sad day for Bristol Bay, but Bobby lived and exuded, I think, what we all treasure here in Bristol Bay. He passed away up at his cabin on Lake Alecnagic. He went up there to go get whitefish and pike, and he was supposed to come home Sunday or Monday, and he didn't. And so Ingrid, his wife, called up and said, please go check on him. But he passed away in his sleep in a place that he loved and just cherished. So it's a sad day for Bristol Bay, but it's a happy day too.
Robin was in and he said the same thing. He said Bobby probably couldn't have picked a better place to go if he'd had that chance to pick it.
He spent so much time up there. It was his place to get away and to de-stress because he was also chairman president of ANL, Alecnagik Natives Limited, and they've been doing the bridge project, and ANL is involved in that. And he worked at NUNAMTA and Fighting Pebble and, you know, would travel all over. And he worked with the Land Trust program. He just did so much for Bristol Bay, and it was a way for him just to have peace and get away from the cell phone and the email and just to kind of get back into touch with what he loved and why he was so passionate about protecting Bristol Bay.
Let's talk about that. He was one of the leading voices who took a message of protecting Bristol Bay and fighting development of Pebble and other projects, not just around Bristol Bay, not just around Alaska, but all over the country and maybe beyond that.
He has gone so many times. I was looking at the photos this morning. Has gone to London like 5 or 6 times, carrying the message to the large mining companies, Rio Tinto and Anglo American, to say, you know, Bristol Bay is not a place to develop a large open pit mine. And he would go wherever he was asked. He's gone down into Nevada. He's gone to D.C. He's gone to Juneau. If he was needed, he would go.
Robin Samuelson told me earlier, he said, Robin said, I prepare for meetings. I read my notes. I read the minutes. Bobby Andrew outclassed me in that every time. He knew more about the subject matter going into any meeting than I ever did. How was he so well prepared for this fight?
Well, you know, he's in his 70s, and he actually went to college. He talked about that as a very young man, leaving his family and having to leave here, Dillingham, Alecnagik, and go to school out in Cleveland. And he got a degree in accounting and went to work for AFN, of all things, and worked in accounting, overseeing programs back when AFN was just in its infancy. So he traveled. He worked in Tanana in the hospital for the IHS facility up there. So those experiences brought him to where he was so that he was prepared for anything. And he never gave up. The talking points just came naturally to him. He didn't have to write them down. He was that eloquent of a speaker.
No notes?
No notes.
Now, he had a light voice, but a powerful message.
He did. He just seemed so unassuming and so so polite and so just like an elder, you know, just very unassuming to me. But at the same time, when he would sit at the board table with Rio Tinto and he would look them right in the eye, the chairman of Rio Tinto or their president, he would look them right in the eye and say, Bristol Bay is not a place. The fish that we have not only feeds the people of Bristol Bay, but it is known globally, and you are not welcome in Bristol Bay. And he did that, and he wasn't afraid, and he'd walk out. He would be so revved up and ready to go. And he would, that would just energize him. But, you know, it took a lot out of him. It's an all-day flight. It takes you a whole day to get into London. But he would get there, and he'd be ready to go and have meetings.
Kim, can you tell me more about Bobby and the early days of this fight against Pebble 10 years ago?
It was very much a learning mode for many of the people of Bristol Bay. But between him and Lukey Acklecock, they realized early on, as Northern Dynasty came out and had these conversations, is no, we're not ready to give up Bristol Bay. And it wasn't very popular because people were talking about jobs, but they were pretty adamant. They were really adamant that the voice of Bristol Bay, no, a large-scale mine will damage our fishery. You don't have to be a scientist. You don't have to be a politician. They knew back then that large-scale mining would really damage this fishery and then damage the people of this region.
What was he passionate about here in the region? He was a Bristol Bay guy. What did he love?
He loved fish. He loved his family. He was extremely proud of his grandchildren and wanting to make sure that as an upa, his grandchildren knew, even though he was given to us and he did so much work for this region, he was always mindful of his grandchildren and wanting to make sure that whatever he did today would benefit his grandchildren. And the fish that they had today, he wanted to make sure that they had it in the future.
All right. Kim Williams, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
As Yupiks, Tsuktiaks, Athabascans, Aleuts, and Inupiat living in the Bristol Bay, our concern center around the risk to the salmon fishery for the future generation.